Yeah, I'm familiar with those. But yeah, the earlier Corsair was the dark one, and then the Corsair 2 was the one that was, I think that was the first one that had the beige color scheme that was kind of the segue into the Paragon style. Yeah, those were great radios. If I recall correctly, I owned the one that John had. Well, he had the Corsair, and I think he traded it into Michigan Radio when he got his 765. And then my friend Bill, KF8FK, I think he bought it from Michigan Radio, and he used it for a long time. And then I bought it from him when I was in college, I think. And I was in high school, maybe. I don't remember. But I bought it. I bought it from him. I used that for a while and eventually sold it to another guy locally. A lot of QSOs made on that radio. And I every once in a while I see a Corsair that comes along. The only thing is that I do think they need they require maintenance on the PTO. You know, there's some, you know, restringing or some gears or some lubrication or something like that. They do need maintenance, and it's not soldering iron type maintenance. You know, it's something other than that. So if you got somebody who'd already done that, great. But I know that that's a concern with those from that era. KABB.